你睇腓立比书第三章十二节，我哋会睇到十六节。We're going to be reading from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 16. 这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以指示，以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋感谢你，今日我哋喺度去好自由咁样去崇拜敬拜。主，我哋多谢你，俾我哋有自由嘅地方去亲近耶稣。我们求主今天透过这个经文再一次向我们讲说话，打开我们的心门，特别我们最深深之处，求主去进入，揭开我们可能自己都看不到的地方，去被耶稣你改变。所以我们将以下的时间交托，多谢主听他祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿们。在这里十二节，保罗说，我不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。 Paul said in verse 12, I haven't obtained yet and I'm not perfect yet。 我觉得保罗这样说的时候呢，就是一个很谦卑一个的讲法。 I think Paul is speaking out in a very humble heart。 我们上个星期看到保罗呢，就有非常多的成就。 Last week we saw that Paul had a lot of great accomplishments。 他信耶稣之前是有很多成就，信耶稣之后也都有的。 And he had a lot of accomplishments before he became a Christian, and after becoming a Christian he had a lot more。 因为他信耶稣之后呢，他做咩事啊？佢又开方教会啊，传福音啊，建立好多新嘅地方，又赶鬼医病啊，同埋新约圣经嘅大半系佢写嘅。So what did he do after becoming a Christian? You know, he planted churches all over Europe. He was able to pray for the sick and heal the sick in miraculous ways, and he even wrote half of the New Testament.神是很重用保罗呢，做很多事嘛，他有很多属灵的经历。 And he had a lot, he did a lot for God, and he had a lot of spiritual experiences. 但是他在这里说，我已经不是说我已经得着，已经完全。 But he said, I have not yet obtained, I'm not yet perfect. 他 是给我们一个很好的提醒，我们要小心自己，以为已经得的了。 And so it's a great warning or an encouragement to us that not to think that we've already attained. 因为很多事呢，我们是会觉得呢，我已经是看过圣经啊，我已经是翻过教会，我是基督教学校长大啦，我听过牧师讲好多次，我以前翻团契啊。You know, lots of times we get it in our mind, you know, that, you know, well, I went to a Christian school, you know, I went to youth fellowship when I was a kid, I've read the Bible before, or, you know, I've heard the pastor preach it all, I've heard it all before.跟住我哋有一种心态呢，我就已经系得着啊，我已经知嘅。And then we get this concept that, you know, I already know, I already understand it all. 保罗呢，佢系咁多嘅经历，佢都话呢，我未得啊，我仲有学习嘅地方。And even with all that Paul accomplished and did, he's still saying, I haven't achieved yet, I still have places to learn.弟兄姊妹，其实在属灵的事上，我们永远有学习的地方，是不是？ You know, in spiritual matters, there's always new things that we can learn. 我信了耶稣有40年， 我发现到我仲有好多每次睇圣经仲有新嘅嘢学嘅。I've been a Christian for over 40 years and every time I read the Bible, I still get new inspiration and new things that I see in the Word of God. 学习系冇止境。You know, there's no end to learning. 我哋活到老学到老and we need to continue learning as long as we live. 所以保罗呢度系一个非常之谦卑一个嘅表示，系俾我反省到咧，我哋需要继续学习。And Paul's sharing here from his humble heart, and that we need to continue to learn. 十二节佢话我未已经完全完全呢个字我哋要了解。In verse 12 it says I'm not perfect yet, and you know we need to understand what he means about perfection. 喺原文呢个完全嘅意思就可以有长大成人或者成熟嘅。And here the Greek word for that's used translated as perfection in the English here, it can also be translated as maturity or to grow up. 咁所以我哋睇到咧，长大成人咧系一个好重要嘅事。And so we see that growing up is a very important thing. 嗱，我有四个仔女。我可以记得佢系 B B 嘅时候，系细细个，几细个，而家又咁大个，有时觉得奇妙，点解会长大 ？You know, I've got four children, and sometimes I think, you know, when they were little babies, you know, they're so small, and now they're so big, and how did they grow? Right? 我哋人会继续长大嘅 ，We will continue to grow up.我哋身体咧，可能男士咧就到二十岁就继续生长，系咪？到高女仔系咪十七岁、十八岁啦 ？You know, as men, you know, boys, you know, we continue to grow until what 20 years old, and girls grow until we're 17 or 18, something like that. 但你知唔知咧？呢啲叫娘妻类嘅动物，佢系不停生长。冇停嘅。But you know the amphibians, they continue to grow, they never stop. 你有冇见到啲大乌龟嘅 ？Have you ever seen these big tortoises? 中文系咪 tortoise 系咪乌龟啊？啊，佢一百岁、二百岁都系越来越大嘅，越来越大嘅，唔会停嘅。You know, they get 100 years old or 200 years old and they keep growing physically.所以唔怪之以前啲恐龙啊咁大只啊，细细个蜥蜴啊变咗咁大只。So no wonder the dinosaurs were so big. These little tiny lizards, you know, they kept growing and kept getting big. 我哋人会，但系保罗话喺属灵生命啊要继续成长。我哋身体可能会去到个顶点，但系我哋属灵生命唔会去到顶点，系不停生长。So Paul is saying that in our spiritual life, we need to continue to grow. Maybe physically, we reach an ending point, but in spiritual life, there is no end to growth. 佢讲唔单止系呢个身体上嘅成长，我哋系要成熟嘅。Not only do we need to grow physically, but we need to grow in maturity. 系，即系就算你有一个即系小朋友系二十岁、三十岁，但系佢嘅思想系唔成熟啊，好似唔对称，系咪 ？You know, if you have a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old who's physically big and yet they're mentally immature, it doesn't match, right? 其实我哋每人生小孩子嘅时候，我哋希望佢会长大，系咪？Everybody that has all the parents that have children, we hope that our children will grow, right?誰個想佢個小朋友二十年後都係 BB 啊 ？Who wants your child to be a baby when he's 20 years old？ 想唔想？唔想啊，係咪 ？And at the same time, we want them to grow mentally and maturity。喺同樣，我哋希望佢會係思想方面同埋成熟方面都係成長。所以保罗就系咁样喺属灵生命系冇停止，要继续学习。And so that's what Paul's expressing, that as Christians in our spiritual life, we need to continue to go on and to continue to grow. 保罗就希望咧，佢可以达到更好嘅地步。Paul is hoping that he can mature to an even higher level. 咁事实上咧，喺呢个地上物质世界上咧，我哋系去到某个地步就唔会继续去。但系当我哋升到天嘅时候，我哋系冇止境。And the fact is that here in this physical body on this earth, maybe we can only grow to a certain level, but once we get to heaven, there's no stopping us. 保罗就是盼望去到天上的时候，是去到那个没止境的时候。And Paul is anticipating going to heaven and getting to that level of perfection. 今天自己去到什么地步呢？你想不想继续成长？ What level are you at today? Do you want to continue to grow? 保罗给我们一些好的秘诀，他说要竭力追求。 And Paul is giving us a good way to grow, and he says that we need to press on. 那这个讲到竭力追求呢，我会想到什么叫竭力？ And it's talking about pressing on, and what do we do when we press on? 我们竭力呢，就要用力量，用精神，有付出的，用心的。You know, to press on, you know, it's work. We're giving out. We're using our mental strength, our physical strength, and we're using our heart. We're putting our heart into it. 我们要竭力做好我们的生命。We need to work to put our lives in order. 有时我们不想竭力，是吧？有时我们想停一停，休息一下。Sometimes we don't want to press on. We want to stop. We want to rest. We want to take it easy. 但保罗呢，他到晚年的时候，他一路竭力，一路进步，他都是说，我不停，我要继续向前。But even Paul in his later years of life, he said, I don't want to stop. I want to keep going. I'm going to keep pressing on. 要苦练， we need to discipline ourselves. 你有看奥运会的选手？ Did any of you watch the Olympics and all those athletes? 我觉得很奇妙，每次看奥运呢，他是得奖那些人呢，就譬如跑步啊、跳啊、游水啊等等呢，他是争0.001秒，是吧？Don't you think it's amazing that all the runners or the athletes, the swimmers, you know, in those races, those competitions, they win their heat by 1/10 or 1/100th of a second. 即个个都喺度赛跑嘅时候，个个都系冠军啊！其实系咪？即快到点啊！哇，争一条头发嘅分别。Sometimes it's just by a literal hair that they win or lose， 系咪？佢为咗嗰个0.01秒嘅，佢系苦练好多年。我睇嗰啲体操队嘅，哇，做啲动作咁巴闭咁犀利嘅，其实入到奥运个个都好劲嘅。因为 you watch these gymnasts and all these things that they're doing, you know, it's just so amazing. Every one of them is a winner just being there. 佢要苦练，付出好多。我又认识好多做生意嘅人。做生意的人就很搏命，竭力在他生意里面。 I know a lot of people that do business and they work so hard at their business. They 他可能呢一个星期七日，一日十几个钟头在那里做他工作，又是找客，又是推销。You know, they work like 7 days a week, 12, 15 hour days, you know, getting their customers, doing their business, trying to make money.學生使唔使竭力啊？ Do students need to work hard? 如果學生唔竭力咧，可唔可以考試啊？ If they don't work hard, can they pass their exams? 唔得啊嘛！我個女而家去咗美國啊，好羨慕美國啊，冇功課唔使温習啊，放學就翻去打波嘅。即係啲中學生啊。 My daughter is now in the United States, and sometimes, you know, they think, oh, it's so easy in the United States because, you know, you get out of school, no homework, you don't have to review the stuff, you just go and play.
这里就不行,是吧? 放学就做功课,温习,咪书,几时停啊?
Here, you know, you get out of school, you have to do your homework, you have to study, you have to keep studying and work hard. There's no end to it.
在我们信耶稣的生命,我们有没有这种竭力啊?
Do we have that heart to press on in our spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ? What are you 愿意继续向前在耶稣里面? Are we willing to continue going forward in Jesus Christ?
保罗说,我未得着啊。 他说,或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Paul said, I haven't attained yet. Maybe I can get grasp Jesus who is grabbed onto me.
是不是?
保罗是有这样的心, 他说,我未得啊。 其实,我要澄清, 福音是免费。 You know, we need to be clear on this. Salvation is free. 我们上个星期都讲过,福音是免费,是因信得救的,是因信称义。 We said it last week, you know, that we are saved by grace through faith. It's a free gift. You can't earn it.
保罗的意思不是说,我怕我没得救,或者可以,他不是这样的意思。
Paul is not saying, I'm afraid I'm not saved, maybe, perhaps I can attain.
反而他说, 竭力, 就是因为耶稣已经得到我, 我要竭力, 扎实耶稣。
But what he's saying is that because Jesus has already grabbed onto me, I'm going to use all my strength to hold on to Jesus.
其实我相信你会同意的, 是耶稣主动, 不是我们主动。
I'm sure you'll agree with me. Jesus is the one who takes the initiative. We never take the initiative.
是耶稣爱你先,不是你先爱耶稣。
Jesus loves you first. It's not you loving him.
是耶稣主动去寻找你,不是你寻找耶稣。
And if Jesus took the initiative to find you, it wasn't you looking for Jesus.
我相信是我们有很多人跟我们讲福音,派单张,我们就是不想听,拒绝,走,我不要这些。
You know, many people, you know, they come and they preach the gospel to you, they share it with you, they give you a tract, and you say, I don't want it, get out of here, get out of my face.
是吧? 但有一天,不知为什么你会愿意听,又会肯来教会。
But for some reason, all of us at one point, we were willing to come and listen and come to church.
可能你今天就在这里,又不知为什么,有朋友邀请你来。好,听啊,听啊。
And maybe today it's like that. Maybe a friend brought you today and you say, okay.
是耶稣主动,不是我们主动。
因为耶稣爱你。
他想跟你有关系,
and he wants to have a relationship with you because he loves you.
可以这样讲,我觉得好像一个沉船意外,在大海那里浮紧。
I can see it kind of this way, that you're in a shipwreck and you're floating in the middle of the ocean.
然后有另一个船走过来,抛个救生圈给你。
And then another boat comes by and they throw out a life preserver to you.
这个救生圈是抛给你,但你要揽实这个救生圈,是不是?
And they give you the life preserver, but you have to hold on to the life preserver, right?
我觉得是这样,耶稣来寻找我们,得着我们。 但我们要揽实耶稣,做我们的救生圈,做我们的水泡。
And so it's like that Jesus comes and he grabs a hold of us, but we need to grab onto him because he is our life preserver.
我觉得保罗是这样的意思。我们要揸实耶稣,不要放。
That we need to hold onto Jesus and not let go. 在很多人生的经历的时候，我们会是遇到困难痛苦，我们想放手，其他人你可以放手，永远不要放手在耶稣里，一定要拿实耶稣。You know, there's so many trials and difficulties we go through in life, and sometimes it gets so hard, we want to let go. Well, there's things that you should let go, but never let go of Jesus.
要永远揸住耶稣，揸到好实，揽住耶稣，佢系你嘅救恩。
You need to hold on to Jesus and hold on tightly because He is your salvation.
我谂啲小朋友都系咁样。如果你有小 BB 或者小朋友咧，遇到一啲危险嘅时候咧，佢就妈咪爸爸喺身边就会讲咩？当佢惊啊！
You know, little children are like that, you know, when they feel a little afraid, when they're in a situation they're uncomfortable and their parents are around, what do the children say?
Mama, popo.
Mommy, hold me, please.
是吧？我们就要耶稣抱抱，我需要你，我们要揽着耶稣，揸住他的脚。
We need to hold on to Jesus' leg, you know. Don't let go of me, Jesus.
你看十三节，保罗讲：弟兄们，我不是以为已经得着了，只是一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
In verse 13, Paul says, you know, forgetting the past, pressing on for the future.
忘记背后是非常之重要。
Forgetting the past is very important.
我们会时时有我们背后来影响我们的。
And our past is always having an influence on us.
无论你的背后是成功或者失败，都是会影响你今天。
And whether you were successful in the past or a failure, it's still going to have an influence on you today.
我们要学怎样处理我们的背后。
We need to learn how to handle our past.
可能要即如果唔系我哋个过去永远会成为我哋一个阴影嘅。
And if we don't handle it properly, our past can always be a cloud, a shadow over us.
点解背后会影响我哋呢？
Why does the past influence us so much?
譬如有一啲痛苦嘅经历啊。或者童年长大的时候不开心，或者自己做错的事。
Maybe it's a bad experience, a painful experience. Maybe it's when you're growing up, some things that happened or something you did.
或者可能是你听过呢，很多人用藉口讲。
And maybe you've heard people make these kind of excuses.
因为我去监狱的时候，很多在监房里面的人会这样跟我说，最衰是那件事我父母这样对我，如果不是我不会有今时今日。
And so often in the prison, you know, these guys come and they say, you know, if my parents didn't treat me that way when I was young, I wouldn't be here today.
是吧？很多时我们用这些藉口，
We often use these excuses.
因为我们可能根本个都姓赖，赖东赖西。
Now we just maybe our surname is Mr. Excuse. You know, we make excuse for this and excuse for that.
你的背后会影响你。
Your past will influence you.
有啲痛苦嘅经历、可怕嘅事情、童年长大唔开心，或者自己做错。
Sometimes painful experiences, frightful experiences, childhood unhappiness, or your own mistakes.
如果曾经经历过一啲嘅恐怖嘅事咧，就会记到好耐嘅。
And if you've gone through some very frightening experiences, sometimes it's hard to get away from it. 我而家都会认识到一啲系长者系曾经经历过日本仔打嚟嘅时候咧，而家都会讲到好惊嘅。I know some elderly people who went through the Japanese occupation, and when they talk about the Japanese, they're still afraid. 有啲好似我咁嘅年龄嘅，系经过文化大革命嘅时候嗰个洗礼，而家讲到都唔敢入翻大陆嘅。And there's some people my age who went through the Cultural Revolution, and even today are afraid to go back to China. Right? There are some painful experiences that influence us. Do you know people who grew up in a poor, poverty family? Then he, because of being bullied, being hurt, he decides, I'm never going to be hurt.我一定要争气嘅，赚大钱俾佢睇，我有面。Do you know people, you know, that grew up in poverty and were, you know, always put down because of their poverty, and then they reason in their heart, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm going to prove to the world that I'm somebody. They can't mess with me and push me around. 我哋背后经历影响我哋好深。Our past influences affects us very much. 有些人受过创伤，他停留在个痛苦的时候，没办法，只有麻醉自己。Some people have a very painful experience and they can't get out of it, and all they do is they try to like anesthesia make themselves feel better. 飲酒、吸毒、賭博, you know, take drugs, drink alcohol, gamble. 我記得我細嘅時候傳福音，因为我小的时候吸毒，也都很小的时候信耶稣，所以我记得是十六七岁那么上下，我就在酒吧传福音，因为我当时时时在红灯区向妓女、吸毒者、酒鬼传福音。 Now, I got saved when I was young, but I came out of a drug experience, but I was still very young. And I remember when I was like 16, 17, because I spent most of my time in the red light districts preaching or evangelizing drug addicts, alcoholics, prostitutes, pimps, etc. And I remember I was about 16, 17 in a bar trying to share the gospel with this one guy. 他就这个人在慢慢在喝醉酒，跟我想跟他传福音，说他听耶稣爱他。And this guy's just every night drinking in the bar, and I wanted to share Jesus with him and tell him how much Jesus loved him and could change his life. 他就跟我说，后生仔，你识什么？我识圣经多过你啊！我以前翻教会，我好熟悉圣经的嘢，你没嘢可以跟我说。And he said, hey, you young kid, you know, what do you know about the Bible? I used to go to church. I know the Bible better than you. You can't tell me anything about Jesus.
Oh, oh, tell me your experience. What happened? So I said, okay, tell me, what is your experience? What happened? You know? Well, then he took his water out. And they told me all of his bad past experience. Almost 10 years before, his wife drove a car, hit a car, died. And 10 years earlier, his daughter was in an automobile accident and died. Because of 老神. And then he was angry at God.
老到今时今日，慢慢在这里饮醉，来麻醉自己的痛苦。
And then every night just drinking alcohol to try and forget the pain of his daughter's loss.
是这样，是吗？背后影响到我们今时今日。
See how our past influences us so much.
澳门好多个赌徒都系咁样。
Many gamblers in Macau are the same.
我帮人哋戒赌嘅时候，好多话我听，点解你会继续赌博？佢话因为我唔甘心，我输咗咁多钱。
And so many gamblers, you know, you ask them, why are you continuing gambling and losing so much money? And so often the answer is because I.Lost so much, I want to get it back.
不可以放手过去的影响更今日。 You know, their past is still influencing them today. 弟兄姊妹, 我们要是不可以在过去生活, we can't be living in the past. 曾经有失败, 试试惊喜翻身, you know, some people have had bad experiences or they failures. You know, they think that they can't get up again.
有些男仔第一次 喜欢一个女仔，试下同佢表示女仔拒绝，跟住以后十年都唔够胆同女仔谈恋爱。You
know, there's some guys that, you know, the first time they like a young girl, they tell her, hey, you know, I want to date with you, and she rejects them. For the next 10 years, they're afraid to approach another girl because they're afraid of rejection.
我哋要学习处理我哋嘅过去。
We need to learn how to handle our past.
我们要学习在我们失败的时候起翻身。
We need to learn how to get back up when we fail, when we fall. 我们每人都有失败, 每人都有软弱。 All of us have failures, all of us have weaknesses. 但是跌低就要起翻身。 But if you've fallen down, you can get back up.
你生活 要生活是今日，不可以生活是过去。
You need to live in today. You can't be living in yesterday.
过去已经过去。
The past is gone. It's past.
我们过去不能改变过去。
We cannot change our past.
我们不可以收回说错的说话，做错的事。
We can't take back the bad things that we've said and done.
但我们可以改变自己，不要再犯错。
But we can change or ask Jesus to change us that we won't continue doing the bad things again.
其实你可以改变，你可以处理你的过去。
You can change and you can handle and deal with your past.
在奥运会的时候，有一个嘅跑步选手系黑人女仔。
In the Olympics this year, there is an African-American lady who is running one of the races.
她上一届的奥运的时候，刚刚那届之前，不知是一个月，但是一个星期前，她父母撞车死亡。
In the last Olympics, I think it was like a month or maybe a week before the Olympics, her parents died in an automobile accident.
但是她妈妈呢，就小的时候呢， 跟她爸爸离婚,
but her mother, when she was young, divorced her father.
跟着她再结婚,
and then she got married again.
跟着她的后父呢，就是不停强奸她。
And then her stepfather kept abusing her and raping her.
于是她开始跑步来忘记她的痛苦。
And so she started running to forget her pain.
但到上一届的奥运的时候，她的父母在意外死亡。
But in the last Olympics, just before the Olympics, her parents died in an automobile crash.
所以今届呢，她就决心说，我不会被我过去阻止我向我前面的目标。
But for this Olympics, she said, I'm not going to allow my past to influence me and keep me from the goal that I've set before me.
于是她跑步，今次拿了金牌。
And so this time she ran and she got the gold medal.
我觉得是给我们一个好的榜样，我们要选择，不要让我们的过去阻止我们向前。
I think it's a great example that we make a choice not to let our past hinder us from going forward.
我们这个月头在香港开会。 我们有一个朋友在柬埔寨做宣教士。
Earlier this month, we had a conference in Hong Kong, and one of my friends, who is a missionary in Cambodia, was sharing.
他在柬埔寨做宣教士有17年的。
He's been in Cambodia for 17 years.
跟着他分享他的童年的经历。
And he shared with us of his past experience.
他的父母离婚,
his parents were divorced.
他五个兄弟姊妹分着在代养家庭长大。
And the five brothers and sisters were put put into different foster care homes. 佢記得喺代養家庭嘅時候，佢全部都係受虐待、被強姦嘅，受好痛苦嘅經歷。And in foster care homes, they had a terrible abuse, and they were treated badly, and raped, and all sorts of things. 佢話最記得咧，佢有時翻去探爸爸，爸爸车佢翻到代养家庭，睇到佢嘅妹妹就揽住个车话：爸爸唔好俾我翻入去，唔好俾我翻入去。爸爸木头咁睇住啲代养家人，才佢入去间屋。爸爸完全冇表情。In one of his memories is remembering when they go home to visit the father, coming, the father driving them back to the foster care home, and his sister holding onto the car and say, "Dad, don't let me go, don't let me go." And the foster parents grabbing her and pulling her in the house, and the father just sitting there without any emotion, not trying to help. Because 咁样佢就慢慢佢开始吸毒啊，变到自己糟质，自己想麻醉佢嘅痛苦。And because of that, he started taking drugs and doing all sorts of things to relieve his pain and to forget about his past.
感謝主，當佢係好惡尖嘅時候，佢遇咗耶穌，信咗耶穌。
And when he was in a very extreme situation, he found Jesus and Jesus changed his life.
佢同佢一個妹信耶穌改變。
He and one of his sisters became Christians and changed.
佢另外有幾個兄弟姊妹到今時今日係精神病院，因為佢嘅經歷搞到佢痴線。
And his other brothers and sisters today are still in mental institutions because of their experiences. They destroyed their brains.
但佢講我哋聽，佢同佢嘅妹有一日喺個車裏邊一齊做個協議，係一個好好嘅決定。
But he told us that he and his sister one day in the car made an agreement.
佢话我哋决定以后唔会喺倒后镜生活。
And they said, from now on, we agree we'll stop living in the rearview mirror.
你知唔知咩叫倒后镜生活 ？Do you know what it means to live in the rearview mirror?
佢话。在教过去的生活是很容易一望自己的样子会记得以前那些事。He said it's so easy to live in the past, to look in the mirror, you see your face, you see all that bad stuff.
他说但是我要做个选择决定，我们要是过去的过去，我们今天从头开始在耶稣里面是新造的人。
He said, but we need to make a choice. The past is behind us. We're now a new creature in Christ, and we need to go on in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个是保罗的意思。我们要向前走，我们不要逗留在我们的过去，忘记背后，努力前边。
That's what we have to do. We have to stop living in the past. We have to put it behind us, and we have to go forward in Jesus Christ.
刚才我说不好的过去，其实很多人的问题不是不好的过去，是过去太好的，是吧？
You know, we've been talking about a bad past, but you know, in reality, sometimes we've had a good past.
曾经是成功过，曾经是辉煌过，曾经是红过。
You know, maybe I was successful, maybe I made a lot of money at one time, maybe I was very popular.
但是曾经是过去了
But maybe those times have already passed.
其实成功的人当他停止开始碎下落来的仲难面对，是不是？
It's even more difficult for people who were once successful who are now losing that success to continue going on.
面子很难放低。
It's so hard to let the face go down.
为什么很多艺人呢就曾经是很红，跟着变成没人认识他的时候选择跳楼？
Why so many people in the movie industry when they're popular and then they lose that popularity then they choose to commit suicide?
接受不到我的过去就是过去。
They can't handle that their past is their past.
弟兄姊妹，保罗有好辉煌的时候，他有好好的在传福音的经历的时候。
Paul had a great past. He was an awesome minister of the gospel. 但佢话我要忘记背后，努力前边。But he said, I'm going to forget the past, and I'm going to continue on going forward.
保罗有好嘅藉口，佢可以休息，佢话。我已经是传福音很多了，我已经是为主做这么多事，我已经是够了，我以前是做团长，以前是做指挥，以前是领师，以前是报道队，以前是点点点，现在老了，休息了。
Now, Paul could have easily said, you know, I've done so much for Jesus. I used to be the chairman of the youth group. I used to be the choir director. I used to lead the worship songs. I used to be the one on the evangelistic team. I've done so much for God. Now I'm old. I'm just going to sit back and take it easy.
保罗没这样说，他说我忘记背后，努力前边。
Paul said, no, I forget the past. I'm going to keep pressing forward.
过去的恩典是过去，你怎么辉煌是过去呢？都是过去。
Yesterday's grace is past, doesn't work for today.
为什么以前以色列人每天要出去执玛拿？
Why did the children of Israel in the wilderness have to go every day to collect the manna?
因为如果你今天是想吃昨天的玛拿，已经发臭，没用的。
Because if you wanted to eat the manna you collected yesterday, it would already have been spoiled and no good.
过去就是过去，每一天是新的挑战，新的机会。
Our past is behind us, and every day in the future should be a new opportunity, it should be a new challenge.
Now, 保罗的意思就其实就努力面前是不要丧气，不要放弃。
I think Paul in some ways telling us that we don't give up. We don't get discouraged.
可能我们要澄清，忘记背后不等于你会是真的失忆啊。
I think we have to explain that forgetting the past doesn't mean you're going to have a lapse of memory and it all gets erased.
我信了主40多年，但我还是记得我以前沉沦在毒海里面的一些经历。
I've been a Christian for over 40 years, but I can still remember very vividly some of my experiences when I was in drugs.
但我要做选择，我唔俾嗰啲嘅经历影响我今日。
But I make a choice. I don't let those experiences influence me today.
我觉得约瑟系一个好好嘅例子，创世纪里边嗰个约瑟。
I think Joseph is a great example of this, you know, the Joseph of Genesis.
他的兄弟出卖他，他去埃及做奴隶，在埃及又不关他事，冤枉拉坐监，坐了几年监。
His brothers sold him into slavery. He was taken into Egypt as a slave. While he was in Egypt, he was falsely accused and spent years in prison.
非常之痛苦的经历
，very painful experience。如果你同埋我可能好多埋怨、好多生气、好多嬲怒嘅，我有机会整翻佢一镬。You know, he had a painful experience, and he shouldn't have had it. And if it was you and me, you know, we would have been struggling and angry and upset, and we're just thinking and wondering, I'm going to get back at them one day.
但你睇创世纪45:4-5。
But if you look at Genesis chapter 45, verse 4 and 5, see what Joseph said.
约瑟又对他弟兄说，请你们近前来。他们就近前来，他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨。这是神差我到在你们以先来，为要保存生命。
他的痛苦，他不让他影响他今天。 his pain from the past. He did not let it influence his today.
甚至佢睇到佢痛苦系有原因，系有今日一个嘅教训。
And even that, he saw that the pain from the past was for a purpose, and it was for salvation for today.
弟兄姊妹，你可唔可以睇到你过去系用另一个眼光睇？
我初嚟澳门嘅时候，我嚟咗澳门第一日，去到参加人哋嘅婚礼，当时唔识嘅。后尾个丈夫我系栽培佢，即系好几年，个太太都系同佢一齐侍奉。我喺越南难民营喺九澳嗰度有个教会，佢嚟帮我做一个嘅童工。
And when I first came to Macau, the first day I was in Macau, I attended a wedding of a young couple I didn't know. But afterwards, I ended up discipling the husband for a number of years. And then the wife, we spent a lot of time in fellowship and counseling. And she even became one of my co-workers in the Vietnamese camp in Kalawan. And she was helping me in the Vietnamese camp for quite a while.
我记得佢有一日喺难民营，佢同我讲啊，牧师，我想讲个见证得唔得
？And one day in the Vietnamese camp, she came to me and she said, "Pastor, I want to share testimony. Is it okay?"
我话可以。跟住佢分享佢嘅经历
，and then she shared her testimony.
佢嗰阵时信咗耶稣已经十几年
，at that time she'd already been a Christian for over 10 years.
佢就话我嘅妈妈。是一个病态赌徒，日日打麻雀，不理我们的，一日三餐都不煮饭，由得我们自生自灭。
She said, my mother is a compulsive gambler, every day just playing mahjong, and she would never take care of us. Three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she did nothing for us, ever.
她记得是妈妈打着麻雀的时候，她在妈妈的凳隔篱啊，揽住个凳，我妈咪妈咪，我肚饿，可唔可以做啲饭俾我食？妈妈叫佢赶走佢，翻屋企瞓觉啦。
And she remembers very vividly holding on to the chair that her mother was playing mahjong on and saying, "Mom, I'm hungry. Can you make me something to eat?" And the mother just saying, "Get out of here! Don't bother me. Go, just go to bed."
佢信咗主十几年。一路有呢个痕喺度，冇办法宽恕爱佢妈咪。
And even 10 years after being a Christian, she still had anger and bitterness in her heart towards her mother.
但佢开始祈祷，佢话：主，我系基督徒，你叫我宽恕人，求你帮我宽恕我妈咪，因为我冇办法宽恕佢。
And she started to pray and she said, Lord, I'm a Christian and I know I should forgive people, but there's no way I can forgive my mother. Please help me to forgive her.
神开始做工在她心里面。
And God started working in her heart.
跟着她有一天，她说我真的可以为我妈咪祷告，求神祝福她，我真的在心里面宽恕过她。
And then she said, God has worked in my heart and I've been able to start praying and ask God to bless my mother and I've forgiven her in my heart.
她分享很大释放
And as she was sharing, it was a great release.
这个姊妹她跟着几年之后她和她妈咪的关系越来越好越来越复合好像母女一样咁嘅关系。
And after that, for the next few years, her relationship with her mother was restored, and they became like mother and daughter again.
弟兄姊妹，望见我哋嘅背后，唔好俾佢影响到你今时今日。
保罗喺十四节话：向着标杆直跑。Paul said in verse 14 to press on for the goal, the higher calling in Christ Jesus.
我们今天没有时间继续讲下去但是你是不是向着那个标杆跑的
We don't have time to continue on in this today but are you pressing for that goal?
如果人生是没有方向感没有目标是浮浮沉沉
If we don't have a goal if we don't have a goal that we're looking for we're just floating around
我在美国的时候，我第一次有机会揸水上电单车。When we were in the United States, for the first time, I was able to drive a jet ski. 咁我家姐咧就系去到佢附近咧有个大海大湖啊，咁佢有个水上电单车，叫我哋一齐去玩。And my sister, where they live, there's this big lake, and she has a jet ski, and she took us out there to ride on it. 咁我未揸过，我同佢讲话我唔识揸嘅，但系我识揸电单车。佢话得啦，你揸啦，你带啲小朋友玩。And I said, I've never driven one of these things before, but I know how to ride a motorcycle. She said, it's okay, you just take the kids out on for a ride. I said, 我唔识揸嘅。咁啊，我大胆去揸。咁你知道去到个大湖中间咧？冇指標，冇方向啊。When you get in the middle of the lake, you know there's no markers. You don't know where you don't know your direction. 咁我第一次我揸啊，咁好大胆啊，有好多小朋友，一个接住大行行行。咁我第一次出去行嘅时候，翻到岸咧，我嘅家姐嘅女婿走埋嚟，喂。舅父，唔得噶，唔得，唔得噶，过嚟，过嚟。And after the first time out, my sister's son-in-law came running up to me and said, oh, Uncle Rusty, that's not going to work. Come here, come here, come here. So what's wrong? Missy, you're a jerk. You're a jerk. If not, you're going to go to the park. You're a jerk. You're not going. He said, you're going the wrong way. You're going to get a ticket. 你在大湖没有方向感。你有没有认识过一些人是没有方向感在人生？ Have you ever met somebody who has no purpose or no goal in life? 我认识一个男仔，每半年他转一计划，好热心做这个计划，好好点点点，跟着半年后有第二个计划，没拉能的，跟着再半年后有第三个，又再半年后又有第四个。哇，大兄，你想点啊？你这几样东西完全没拉能的， 你人生是想搞搞乜鬼啊？ I know this guy that every 6 months he changes his plan in life and his goal, and he gets all excited about all this stuff, you know, he's going for it, and then 6 months later he's got a completely another goal, and he's all excited and he says, I'm going to do this, and then another 6 months and another 6 months, and none of these things are related, and you say, man, what are you doing with your life? 今日你人生你是搞紧乜鬼？What are you doing with your life today? 向住标杆直跑。You need to go press for the mark, the high calling of Jesus Christ. 保罗继续讲下去呢，我哋冇时间。这个标杆就是耶稣给你的奖赏。Paul keeps talking and we don't have time, but that goal is the prize is your reward in heaven.在天上神有奖赏给你。 And in heaven God has a great prize waiting for you. 我刚刚在瑞丽回来，这个是云南的中部的最西的靠近缅甸的地方。 I just came back from really which is the middle part of Yunnan province on the very western end next to Burma.在那个地方呢，翡翠多到飞起的，翡翠是便宜到飞起，即如果你买翡翠，我不懂买的，对我都是贵。 And that place there's all this jade, there's jade all over the place, and it's very cheap if you're into buying jade. For me it's still expensive, but 去到一个市场在缅甸边界的时候，哇，翡翠多到好像整个筷子机一个大翡翠工厂。 And we were at one place right on the border of Burma, and it's just all these shops selling jade. 有些大石头的里面是玉翡翠在里面， and some are just big rocks, you know, and inside you cut it open, it's just jade inside, and 有些已经是做好的装饰品等等。 And some of them, you know, they're always already pre-cut and pre-made jewelry and all that stuff, you know.翡翠是一个宝石，是坚硬，经得考验。You know, and jade is a hard rock. And it can go through the testing and the trials. 保罗呢就是哥林多前书三章十节至到十五节是这样讲。And this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10 to 15. 我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是各人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好了的根基就是耶稣基督。此外没有人能和别的根基立别的根基，若是人用金银宝石草木和界在这根基上建造，各人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现这火要试验各人的工程怎样，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。我哋一落机喺芒市嘅时候，我周围望好靓嘅环境，但一堆堆火烟升上天。跟住我哋坐两个钟头车去瑞丽，我睇到哇，原来啲火系乜嘢？啲人收割嗰啲禾界烧尽，但系啲翡翠烧唔到。When I got off the plane, landed in Mangsi, the you could see off in the mountains a beautiful, beautiful area, and yet all over the mountains there's these fires and the smoke going up. And then driving for 2 hours to really, you could see what the fires was. They had harvested their rice and they were burning all the straw and the hay. It burns up. But you can't burn jade. 你今日你建造嘅工作系金银宝石嘅草木和界。So what kind of work are you doing today? Is it gold, silver, and precious stones, or is it wood, hay, and stubble? 我哋忘记背后，努力前边，向着标杆直跑。We need to forget the past, press forward, go for the goal in Jesus Christ, the high calling in Christ. 我们要继续学习，不要停止。We need to continue studying and learning in Christ. 我们是未得着，但我们可以揽住耶稣，他是我们的水泡。We haven't obtained yet, but we can hold on tight to Jesus. 一起祈祷。Let's pray.主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看这个经文，我们知道我们要继续学习，要继续向前，还有要忘记背后。主，可能在我们的过去有很多事情是影响着我们今天，所以我在这个时候求你再一次在我们每一个人的心里面工作，向我们讲说话。我们需要耶稣的医治，需要耶稣的同在。我们想耶稣你加入到我们的过去，让我们可以脱离他，不要再受他影响。靠耶稣让我们是有决心选择，不要再在道后镜生活。靠耶稣让我们是将我们的眼睛看清楚前面耶稣基督你的恩典，你的慈爱。过去的阴影是影响过我太久的，我需要耶稣来释放和医治。我们继续低头，我不知道今天有没有人因为你的过去你觉得很辛苦，你想耶稣帮你脱离他，克服他，处理他，请举手，我想为你祈祷。
可以放低见到感谢主，可以放低感谢主。仲有冇见到可以放低？主耶稣，你见到呢几位嘅手，你知道佢内心嘅痛苦，佢需要耶稣你嘅医治。我哋靠耶稣你，用你温柔嘅手，用你温柔嘅声音，去拥抱同埋保护。靠耶稣俾呢几位可以靠着耶稣你嘅恩典站立起嚟，忘记背后嘅。就将这些恶梦的思想，将这些恐怖的事情拿走的，让他可以是靠着耶稣，知道前面是光明，知道有耶稣就有希望，前面是不同了的，就是让我们有个决心，就我不会再受这个过去的人是缠累我的，我要飞掉他。多谢耶稣，奉耶稣名求。我是第一堂讲过呢，我现在先想起的，即不知道你有没有看中秋节这个的广告，飞甩老土。即我不喜欢广告，觉得它 很怪，不过即我们可以飞甩我们的过去，靠着耶稣的同在。愿神祝福你，麦兔自有散会。